Pretoria, Rissenburg en Mombela 21, Johannesburg 16, Tzaneen 20 graden.
Stationary vehicles. Roodepoort, N1 South, a stationary vehicle before the Marais-Berg exit. N1 South, stationary vehicle on the M1 South before Gordon Road. And we've also got another stationary vehicle on the Western Bypass, N1 South, and it's on the N1 near, it's southbound near Marais-Berg Road.
Ons begin by die Landrosof in Vredenburg aan die Weskus, waar borgtog van R500 toegestaan is aan 'n vrou wat beskuldig word van brandstigting by Kelly Smith se huis in Middelpost, Saldanhabaai. Die voorval het plaasgevind nadat Smith en haar medebeskuldigde skuldig bevind is aan ontvoering en menshandel van die 6-jarige Jocelyn. Die 27-jarige Monique Kinana sal op die 25ste Junie weer in die hof verskyn. Die Gautengse LER vir Finansies Lebogang Mahila het die onderbesteding van R1,8 miljard in die 2024 en 2025 boekjaar verdedig. Die provinsiale regering is gekritiseer omdat hulle geld dan beweringe aan die tesorie terugbesorg het teen spuite van uitdagings met dienslewering. Maar hulle sê dis nie waar dat die geld wat nie bestee is nie aan die nationale tesorie terugbesorg sal word nie. Hy het die media vannacht toegespreek in Johannesburg.
It is important to state that whatever funds cannot be motivated will revert to the provincial revenue fund. Instructively, these funds remain available for reallocation to programs and projects and are in no way lost by Gauteng provincial government.
Lede van die EFF en ANC het vannacht by die Oos-Londense Landrosof betoog. Hulle eis dat die Nigeriese televangelist Timothy Omotoso na sy tuisland gestuur moet word. Dit nadat hy oor die naweek in hegtenis geneem is in verband met beweerde oortredings van Suid-Afrikaanse immigrasiewette. In 'n onderhoud by die SAIK sê die EFF se Inamkula dat Omotoso nie in die land toegelaat moet word nie.
I think we're all aware that Timothy Omotoso got away due to technicalities and not that he was innocent. So what we're saying is that it speaks to a larger question of the injustices of the justice system, and so we want to say that we stand in support with victims of gender-based violence, and we want the judiciary and also the government to look into the structural inefficiencies of the justice system.
Die minister van internasionale betrekkinge, Ronald Lamola, het beweringe van die vervolging van wit boere in Suid-Afrika is ongegrond en sonder enige ondersteunende data afgemaak. Lamola tydens 'n media-inligtingsessie oor voorbereidings vir die komende G20 leiersberaad gebrand.
But there is no data at all that backs that there is persecution of white South Africans or white Afrikaners to be more particular, who are farmers, and the police statistics which they are prepared to share and release don't back it. In fact, more farm dwellers are also affected.
Sy opmerkings kom op die vertrek van 'n groep van 49 Afrikaners na die VSA. Vir meer, besoek checkaroundfm.com en klik op news. En op nuus uit die buiteland, Israeliese ambtenaar sê die weermag is besig om voor te berei vir die vrylating van Amerikaanse gijslaar. Die 21-jarige Eden Alexander is sedert Oktober 2023 in Gaza aangehou. Hy is die laaste lewende gijslaar in Gaza met Amerikaanse burgerskap. Ek is Chanel Septemal Topsori at the Sawa at the Friedenberg Magistrates Court on the West Coast. The Western Cape, a woman accused of torching Jocelyn Smith's mother's home has been granted bail of R500.
Well. And I was sneezing all the way through the pasteur story. I'm sorry, bless me.
Bless
Thank you.
You.
Thank you.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love. Non-stop.
Get ready.
On Jacaranda FM.